It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Cheers and welcome back to the show. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us. On the show today, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Sherry Ho with me. She is a family practice physician in Irvine who specializes in using traditional Chinese medicine in addition to Western medicine. Welcome, Dr. Ho.
Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. We've learned a little bit about the basics of Chinese medicine from you. Now, if you could give us some examples of how you treat with Chinese medicine for some common diseases, that would be great.
Yes, I want to talk about four common conditions in which the body exhibits excessive heat, cold, dimness, or dryness. For the excessive heat part, the example is menopausal syndrome. And for the cold or low energy, the example is chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. And for excessive dimness, the example is sinusitis. And for dryness, is eczema.
Okay. Now, many women are also questioning the safety of taking hormones for menopausal symptoms. Is Chinese medicine a good alternative to hormone therapy?
We know since the release of the NIH research called Women's Health Initiative, we know the traditional practice of giving estrogen and progesterone to virtually every woman are presenting with symptoms of hot flush, night sweat, and emotional instability may increase the risk for some women of breast cancer, blood clotting, heart attack, and stroke. Mm-hmm. So now physicians are given hormone replacement more selectively, and many women cannot take them with ease anymore.
Right.
Chinese medicine works very well in helping the transition of the body to the low hormone state without giving any hormone-like substances.
That's wonderful. So if you're one of these women who are afraid of breast cancer or have breast cancer in your family, you might check out Chinese medicine as an alternative to hormone therapy. How does the treatment work?
Menopausal syndrome is a typical example of yin and yang imbalance. So in this condition, the yin deficiency creates inner heat in the body. So we use specific herbs that are known to be effective in cooling down the body and others good for yin supplement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We can use acupuncture to help releasing the inner heat and restoring the balance. And these same principles of diagnosis and treatment actually apply to men and women alike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have successfully treated several men with symptoms of feeling hot and night sweat. We use the same similar herbs, and they show that lacking estrogen is not the only reason to the symptoms. And giving estrogen is not the only way for the problem.
Can you give us an example of some of the herbs?
Example of some of the herbs. That is a combination, so I cannot provide this one because I don't have
problem.
The name in English.
It's different, and there's over 100, so I understand. Now, how long does the treatment take?
The herbs are very effective in treating this condition. The symptoms of hot flush and night sweat are usually decreasing within 2 weeks of starting the herbs, and mostly gone in 2 to 3 months. Remember, the basic problem is the deficient yin matrix, which takes time to restore.
Sure.
So we need to continue supporting and supplementing the yin after the fire is down in order to get the maximum benefit.
Right.
Yeah, taking the herbal supplement can help stabilize the mood, improve sleep, prevent or help in the control of high blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol problems, which are commonly seen at this stage of life.
Well, this is all great news. Is Chinese medicine also good for younger women who have not yet reached menopause?
Oh, sure. Chinese medicine is very useful in managing menstrual disorders, which include painful menstruation, excessive menstrual bleeding, irregular periods, even polycystic ovary, and infertility.
You do hear it a lot for infertility, yes.
Yes. I recently have a couple patients just deliver beautiful babies.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Very cute. For women who often have heavy menstrual bleeding, I have to mention this especially, because the blood loss often exceeds what the body can restore, mm-hmm. and they can become anemic or insufficient without laboratory-proven anemia. And the insufficiency often leads to more severe menopausal syndrome later in their life. So the treatment of this condition, which is relatively easy and simple in Chinese medicine, so I highly recommend women with heavy menstruation to seek treatment soon.
Right, because anemia is no joke.
Yeah, and then accumulated deficiency in the body will create a lot of problems down the road.
Right. Okay, let's also talk about low energy or cold body. Can we hear about it? Now I'm always cold, but that's not really what you're talking about, is it?
I'm not sure, because cold can be blood deficient or energy. Well, they can be many reasons. But today I like to talk about yang deficient part.
Okay.
And that the example I want to say is chronic fatigue. We know that there are many reasons for the development of chronic fatigue, but the symptoms and signs present in this condition are often related to insufficient energy production, or we say qi and yan deficiency. And people with yan deficiency can be sensitive to cold, and they can gain weight easily and also often feel tired.
Mm-hmm.
And these symptoms may be very close to what we see in the low thyroid function patient.
Okay.
But not all of these yan deficient patients have abnormal thyroid function in the test. We know that low thyroid function can present with yan deficiency picture too.
This is interesting, because you'd think that with low energy and weight gain that you would be hot, because, you know, people who are have more weight on them are usually warmer than thin people.
Well, there are some people that is warmer and gaining weight, but oftentimes people who say that they don't really eat much,
mm-hmm.
but then they still gain weight. Many of them are because the metabolic rate is low and the energy level is low.
I see. All right, we have two more conditions. Let's see if we can get through them. Excessive dampness?
Yeah, the dampness, like we said, that the environmental high humidity can influence our body. And also, our body can present with excessive dampness, too. The conditions I want to talk about is sinusitis. We know that in sinusitis, we have bad congestions. And that means that the mucous membranes are extremely edematous. Edema means a lot of water content in that part of the tissue. And the discharge further shows that there are abnormal fluid accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
In acute case, when the discharge is yellowish and the sinuses are tender, I often like to give a course of antibiotics, but then also herbs that facilitate the clearance of the edema.
So a mix of Eastern and Western medicine in that case, if it is chronic or acute sinusitis, rather.
But then in chronic case, I don't like to use antibiotics for too long.
Got it.
Because it's not because the bacteria is always there. We need to strengthen the host body.
I see.
I prefer to use specific herbs to clean the damp heat, because mm-hmm. when the dampness, the water accumulated there for too long, it creates damp heat. And then I like to support the function of the mucosa so that the sinus do not form a warm and wet bed to allow bacteria overgrowth. But if patients have polyps developed that is blocking the drainage, it is good to clean them out by surgery. And then we use herb to strengthen the mucous membrane function.
Okay, so in that case, Western medicine first and then the Eastern medicine to strengthen. Okay. Our last example is dryness of the body. Can you explain that?
I like to use chronic eczema as an example of dryness. And eczema can present as damp heat or dry heat. We see more dry heat type in California.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also see damp heat type in areas with high humidity. In chronic eczema, patients often have dry skin, The rashes are red, thickened, and scaly, and they are usually very itchy. And they often have no known cause. Many are atopic, means that they have a hereditary tendency to develop allergic hypersensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
The most common treatment in traditional medicine we know is using corticosteroid cream to control the symptoms. I don't like to use steroid too long, and we know that it's not that helpful or good to use it for long.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, it's been wonderful having you, and it seems like just about any ailment can be solved with, or at least helped, by Chinese medicine. Thank you so much, Dr. Sherry Ho, for being with us today.
Thank you.
This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thanks so much for listening, and have yourself a wonderful day.